A minute. 2 minutes. 3 minutes. 5 minutes. It was safe now. Antony had guessed.
"Is the car there?"
asked Cayley as he sealed up his letter. Bill strolled into the hall, called back "Yes," and went out to talk to the chauffeur. Cayley joined him, and they stood there for a moment.
"Hello,"
said a pleasant voice behind them. They turned round and saw Antony.
"Sorry to keep you waiting, Bill."
With a tremendous effort, Bill restrained his feelings, and said casually enough that it was all right.
"Well, I must be off," said Cayley. "You're going down to the village?"
"That's the idea."
"I wonder if you'd take this letter to Jallands for me."
"Of course."
"Thanks very much. Well, I shall see you later."
He nodded and got into the car. As soon as they were alone, Bill turned eagerly to his friend.
"Well?"
he said excitedly. "Come into the library." They went in, and Tony sank down into a chair.
"You must give me a moment," he panted. "I've been running."
"Running?"
"Well, of course. How do you think I got back here?"
"You don't mean you went out at the other end?"
Antony nodded.
"I say, did you hear me tapping?"
"I did indeed. Bill, you're a genius."
Bill blushed.
"I knew you'd understand," he said. "You guessed that I meant Cayley."
"I did. It was the least I could do after you'd been so brilliant. You must have had rather an exciting time."
"Exciting? Good Lord, I should think it was."
"Tell me about it.